Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, the thirdingredient.com. If you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find all the things that we do here. Every segment is archived and available to you later. And I say later, I mean like today, later today. Even the ones we do today be available later today. All my articles, all the articles of our Brain Trust members, we post many of theirs there. There's years and just 20 years, something years of archives. There's 50,000 files, archived interviews that are there. You can go listen to something. Whatever's on your mind, you can find it there. Use the search engine that we have. Subscribe to my newsletter. That's free. Come to you every Sunday. We're in our 21st year in the newsletter. And actually, I think we're in our 22nd year. Yeah, we're in our 22nd year now of the newsletter. Haven't missed an edition in over 21 years. And that'll come to you Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And if you don't like it, if you decide you don't like it, you don't like me or whatever, you can unsubscribe. There's a button right at the bottom there. Just say, take me off this list, and I won't know. I don't know when you unsubscribe, and so it's fully in your hands, and we don't spam you, we don't track you, we're not scraping your email, we don't know anything about your life unless you tell us something, and then we don't do anything with that. So I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. It's all free thanks to our sponsors. They make it free. I want to talk about something that's really important. Let's have a little civics lesson here. And I'm talking about the way the election results are playing out right now. There's a lot of controversy going on, a lot of investigations going on, and the investigations are being fruitful. They're identifying real things. Apparently, there are 1,000 affidavits from individuals who were part of polls, and this is only in 6 states, who are part of poll watching, or their employees of the Postal Service, or their employees of some of the equipment that tracks the voting. 1,000 people have signed affidavits pointing out irregularities. This is unprecedented, folks. Have you seen the video of the polling place in Atlanta, where everybody was sent home and a few people pulled ballots out from under a dark place that nobody knew was there, suitcases full of ballots, and started pushing them through? You can see them pushing them through. This is a video of this. Folks, this is irregular. It's not for me to say if it's fraudulent, but it's certainly irregular. And they're finding more and more of these things. Now, I'm basing my comments now on what polling is showing, not only what we hear from the national polling, but from our own polling. And we ask our audience, what do you think should happen? Do you think Biden would be declared the winner? You think Trump should fight this? What do you think? Is Biden won or is Trump won? What do you think? And so 69% of our audience, even including people who said Biden won, about 20 or so percent of those people said Biden won. But even they and people who think Trump won, when you combine them together, both that group, their comment was, but we should find out what happened. And that's what's important right now, believe it or not. It's more important to find out what happened in this election, where there were many, many irregularities. There's too many smoking gun type irregularities to not find out what happened. Even if it doesn't change, even if President Trump loses and Joe Biden becomes the next president, regardless of that. And that's what, again, a pretty significant number of our respondents who said Biden won also said, but we should find out what happened. The country, in fact, the world, needs to believe that elections in America are fair and correct. Is there fraud in every election? Yes. Is there irregularities in every election? Yes. Are there mistakes in every election? Yes. But this one was over the top, it seems. Too many people, regular people, have signed an affidavit, meaning they understand that they're subject to being arrested for perjury if they are found to have lied. There's too much information for us not to find out what happened so that it doesn't happen again. And every Republican and every Democrat should want that to happen. As Americans, we must find out how we can affect a fair and correct and accurate election going forward. We have to learn about this. I hope you'll be in support of that. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.